Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Congrats on the big win.
Good morning, man. It was a good win. We were very happy about it. Very happy.
Well, yeah, it's preseason, but it's still a win, I guess.
Hey, listen, we played that. It was indeed our last preseason game, and we won it. And I think that's a good tone setter.
Okay.
That's what it's about. We want to win these games because not only is it psychologically a great a tone setter, mm-hmm. but it also sets the tone. And that's important.
What are you going to do about left tackle? That seems to be a big problem.
Well, you know, going into week zero, this is week zero, right?
I don't think they have that in the NFL.
I got it in college, so I figure we got it too.
I don't think so.
We probably have twice as much week zero in the NFL.
I guess, yeah. I guess fine. We'll call this week zero.
But yes, Tyron Smith, he's, of course, hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to get his brother Tyler Smith out there. We drafted him.
It's not his brother, no.
Oh, they aren't related?
No.
Okay, I just assumed names being so close together. I thought it was one of them, you know, George Foreman's kids deals where you got to name all the kids the same. But Tyler Smith, of course, we drafted him. He's hurt too right now. But didn't he play left tackle at Tulsa? He's got experience.
He did. Yep. Very good, yeah.
All right, well, good. We're going to get him out there because he knows where his left leg is and where his behind is.
Yeah, you were talking about that the other night.
That's right. That's right. And old Captain Comeback did a job for us, didn't he? Old Ben DiNucci.
Yeah.
Coming from behind, winning that game for us, and we rewarded him by cutting his ass.
Yeah, maybe should have hung on to him.
Yeah, I kind of like the way. See, I think he's thrilling. You know me, I always like them wildcatters.
Yeah.
Get back there and be all crazy like. I like that.
Yeah.
But he came from behind to win.
Yeah.
Kind of like me when I gave that gate agent a Veruca.
Okay.
Anyway,
dude, we're on the air.
We'll talk.
We're on the air.
About football and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all think Mickey looks like he's in some sort of high chair in them opening shots in that pregame?
Next to Mike McCarthy, yeah, he did look kind of small next to him.
He looked so small. You got that big Coach McCarty, and then you got the little bitty tiny Mickey. It's kind of pocket size.
It's a fun watch.
He looks like you could put him in a piece of carry-on, save the ticket price.
Yeah, I guess so. Now that
looks like he can't even ride half the rides at Six Flags. But we're having fun with
it. We're just having fun.
We are.
That's all we're doing.
We are. Speaking of Six Flags, Jerry Jr. has been wanting to go to Six Flags, but he's being punished right now.
Why?
He stole my helicopter and took it to one of his little SpongeBob parties in Plano.
Oh, gosh.
So he's grounded. He's not going to Six Flags, and his mama cut his allowance back to $20,000 a week.
Oh, man. I don't know how he's going to handle that.
Yeah, I know. So he's not going to have any walking around money now. He learned his lesson. But at least some of my kids I'm proud of, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte's doing well with the blue carpet fashion show.
Oh, yeah. I had that big thing last week.
Oh, yes. It's really coming along nicely. That sponsorship's already brought in $2 million from Block.Chain.
That's close.
Right. They're I guess they sell jewelry and children's play toys. They sell blocks and chains.
We'll go with that.
I don't know what it is, but she said it's good. So, hey, as long as that money is green, that's all we care about when it comes to blue carpet.
Yeah, you still find a way to make that money somehow, even in the preseason.
Making that money. Hey, I tell you what, when it comes to money, I know how to handle money.
Yeah.
You like them showing all that artwork out there?
Yeah, I guess. They've mentioned it a lot.
You know how much money I've Brian laundered through that artwork.
We're on the air, Jerry.
I've cleaned so much money through there, it makes Skyler White blush, I tell you. But, yeah, we're making that money hand over fist during these preseason games. I mean, you don't think I'm a good businessman? Non-existent football and people paying $500 a person to go see it.
It is amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah. Talk about miracles.
Talk about miracles. With the luck that I've had in turning bad football into hard American currency, I think I'm going to start selling tickets to pay people watch me take a crap.
I don't know if they do that.
I can do it, too. Hey, good morning.
All right, good morning. You have a good one, Jerry. There goes Jerry.